Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Calls continue to grow across the United States for a ban on rifles following another mass shooting at a primary school. This one killing six people, including 3 9-year-olds in Nashville. The mother of a victim of the Parkland shooting has told local media they want action.
These shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation.
The scale of the Latitude Financial cyber attack is far larger than initially thought. Nearly 8 million Australian and New Zealand driver's licence numbers and 53,000 passport numbers were stolen. Techspert Trevor Long says there are a couple of signs to look out for that might suggest your details have gotten into the wrong hands.
An increase in scam and spam email contact and SMS contact, some impact on your credit. So looking at whether or not anyone's applying for credit under your name.
Australia's top 215 polluters will be forced to reduce their emissions much quicker under the Albanese government's new climate policy. The Safe Guard Mechanism Bill is expected to move through Parliament after the Prime Minister struck a deal with the Greens yesterday. But WA's gas sector is warning of higher prices and potential job losses. Retail trade is still on the rise despite cost of living pressures. It went up 0.2% last month, with spending at department stores like Big W and Kmart increasing the most. It comes as new stats show a third of Australians had to lean on their family and friends for financial help in the past 12 months. In sport, Luke Jackson's teammates believes he's not far off getting back to his best. Fremantle taking on the Eagles this Sunday in the Derby. Dockers defender Hayden Young believes Jackson will play an important part in the game.
We've got full confidence in his ability to bounce back from that, and we're going to keep working out the way we present the ball to him, and he's going to keep flying and bringing the ball to ground or taking marks and playing his role.
And Richmond defender Nathan Broad faces the music tonight. He's been sent to the AFL Tribunal for a sling tackle in the game against Adelaide.